These artifacts are all from Northern Kentucky and Cincinnati privies or outhouses. But actually, these are wonderful places to find treasures. If you think about it, things that happen in privies are private matters. And a lot of things are put in the privy that people purposely hide and don't want anybody to see. So they're really a truer reflection of what life was like than, you know, going through a museum or going and seeing the things that people intended to leave behind.
How did your students react when they found out that you'd be creating an exhibit from items that were discarded in an outhouse?
Actually, they jumped right into it, so to speak. No pun intended. Of course, we're working with the Cincinnati Museum Center, and these are items from their collection. Bob Genheimer is their curator of archaeology. We also worked with the anthropology department here at NKU. And the idea was is that as historians, we are trying to find out what life was really like. And there is no better place to see that than in a privy.
Walk us through the exhibit. What will people see?
There's some great stuff. Of course, we went with three main themes, marbles and medicines, and then mayhem, which is our hook, which we think everybody would be very interested in. The marbles are a discussion of 19th century childhood. A lot of things that you find in privies are things that were lost by children, either intentionally thrown in the privy or things that were accidentally dropped. One of the very interesting discussions that we had when we were putting together this exhibit was the fact that in some industrial privies, they found toys in the privy that was used by the factory workers. In doing research about that, we found that children as young as 5 years old were employed by the factory. And so you don't want to speculate too much about how these toys ended up in the privy, whether they were dropped accidentally or taken away as punishment for a child who was misbehaving.
For a child taking their toys to work.
Exactly, exactly.
What was the most challenging item to interpret for your class?
The most challenging sort of falls under the category of mayhem. When the archaeologists were digging a privy in Cincinnati, they came across a complete policeman's uniform, hat, coat, shirt, pants, shoes, whistle, badge, and even his gun, which was still loaded in the privy. And that, of course, got people wondering what was going on. They were able to trace from a name that was on the corroded badge, the name of Dustin. And they determined that Charles Dustin had lived in the house, and he had been a merchant police officer. And it sounds like he had a pretty hard life from what we can piece together. His father was a local Civil War hero and judge and a pretty prosperous attorney. And it sounds like there may have been substance abuse or something in the family, because once his father died, it seemed that Charles's life sort of spiraled out of control. And the archaeologists believe that the stuff they found in the privy took place after his father died.
Medicine, Marbles, and Mayhem will be open to the public through the end of May at the Cincinnati Museum Center. You can find out how to get details on our website at wnku.org under local news. Dr. Hackett, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.